cannot be pushed. I'll stand index, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own.
Welcome to episode 47 of Hacker Boys Radio on the 25th of October 2005, and this is the loudest episode of Hacker Boys Radio that ever will be.
There will ever be.
Because we're joined here with Ionix.
Hello, I'm Ionix. Reporting to you live in the field as your American correspondent from the Java++ Cafe right across the street from the RPI campus in Troy, New York.
Cool. It sounds very busy there. A lot of people going, browsing online and everything, are they?
Not too many browsers today. Mostly just some coffee drinkers and people sitting around chatting,
right.
That sort of thing.
That's fantastic.
Oh, there's another gentleman over here with a laptop. I'm assuming he's hopped on the net.
Yeah. You'd hope so.
I hope, well. You never know.
Can you see what browser he's using? Is he using Firefox? Is he protected?
I cannot. And I don't really think it'd be a great idea to grab my laptop and start walking around looking at other people's computer screens.
Fair enough.
He is talking on a very nice-looking cell phone.
Oh. Is it possible to get a hold of that cell phone? And,
Probably not.
Okay,
maybe a bit later in the show, after I've packed up, I can grab it on the way out.
Yeah.
A little grab and dash action. I do have to say, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
After a lot of tweaking, the web interface,
uh-huh.
Or the click-to-call function, first time I've ever used it, but definitely working well.
Sure. It definitely is very interesting. It's definitely interesting to hear all the people in the background.
Yeah, a bit unusual.
Yeah.
I wish I had some kind of noise filter I could apply.
Why? Shut the fuck up, everyone! Would work.
Alright, well, I'll unplug my headphones, and you can let them know that they're just ruining the show.
Cool. What was I going to say? Yeah, basically, an update for everyone that wants to know. I received my good Wi-Fi kit. It's excellent. I received that today with a directional antenna, a 500 milliwatt booster. So I'm currently browsing on somebody's network. Fucking around with it. Doing some stuff.
You naughty, naughty man.
Yeah. I am going to do some good stuff for him, you know. I'm going to download some movies for him. I've
very nice.
I've uploaded a few MP3s to his computer.
Well, that was awful kind of you.
Yeah.
You know, hooking him up. You've been hacked by the most benevolent hacker ever.
See,
I've taken the liberty of upgrading your system so I can no longer get in.
See, I'm a kind hacker, you see.
That's very benevolent of you. It is. You should write him a little note and put it on his desktop.
I have already.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. I'm actually downloading one of episodes of South Park at the moment through his connection.
Oh, you should get him some Futurama.
Yeah, I will do. Because he might like Futurama, seeing as his computer's named Bender.
I'd imagine.
Yeah. Or he's a homosexual.
Or a drunk.
Yeah. yeah. Cool. I think this weekend I'll be concentrating on cleaning my room. And I'm going to be looking into purchasing all the equipment I need for my little project, which is going to be audio over light. A light communicator. So, what's going to be happening is I'm going to need to buy a cold heat, I think it is, or cold steel soldering iron.
Uh-huh. Why are you going to get one of those?
Because the one I have already is piss poor. It takes forever to heat up. Once it's heated up, it takes forever for the element to heat up, like, just for it to melt the solder, it takes forever, man. So I thought, this thing looks pretty shit hot. It, like, heats up in a fraction of a second.
Yeah, but, man, I'm going to have to recommend you go, you don't do that.
Oh, come on.
I've used them before.
Yeah.
And, they're really not an adequate soldering tool.
Really?
They're also very cheaply made.
Right.
Yeah. I had a friend who we were all psyched because he got it, and, as soon as he got that, within a week, the thing was broken. I mean, he never burnt himself with it, which is really, like, you know, the use of it.
Yeah.
But I would say just go down to your local electronics store, get yourself, like, a good 100, 150-watt soldering iron, and be careful with it.
Yeah.
I've used those cold heat, and I gotta say, it looks like a neat toy, but in actual practical application, it doesn't last. It doesn't work very well.
I'm not too bothered with it, with me burning myself. I just wanted to heat up real quick, melt the solder real quick, and get done with it. If you see what I mean.
Oh yeah.
This,
well, you know, most new ones heat up within like 5 minutes.
Yeah, this one just.
And if you're doing any kind of project, you know that you're going to be doing that for a while. You know, you plug it in while you're going over your circuit diagrams and organizing, you know, your electronic components. And then, you know, keep it on.
Sure, I mean, I might consider that. I mean, I just wanted to see what they're like at first. Obviously, I don't know.
They're pretty interesting.
They look pretty cool.
They do. The basic concept of it is that the solder actually completes a circuit.
Right.
When the solder completes the circuit, a capacitor discharges into the heating coil, which creates rapid heat. And as soon as you take it off, the circuit's no longer completed, the element cools down.
Right.
One of the flaws in this, of course, is you're pulsing a lot of electricity through that capacitor and coil, which doesn't make for a very good long-term use with it.
Sure.
Another problem is they're not really made that well.
So they break.
They do. They crap out after a very short period, especially if you need to use it, you know, on any regular basis.
Yeah.
It's more of like a toy than anything else.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for that, because now I won't be buying one.
Yeah, I don't recommend wasting your money on it, especially considering for, you know, the same cost or a little bit less, you know, you can get yourself a standard soldering iron.
Sure.
They've been working for you over 50 years now, you know.
Yeah.
No need to reinvent the wheel.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, as I said, I've already got one. It's not too bad, but it just takes forever to heat up, and it loses heat. And it's also very wobbly, so I need to fix the element in a bit.
Yeah. Well, you might just want to replace it.
Yeah.
They're not very expensive.
Sure.
And in the long run, it's well worth it to have. As somebody who does a good bit of soldering myself, it's well worth it. I've got a 110-watt and a 250-watt.
Yeah.
The 250-watt I actually picked up because a lot of the times I was coming across, like, broken televisions and things. That I wanted the capacitor off of the transformers, and industrial strength solder takes a lot more heat to be able to melt than your standard solder. So I got that bad boy. That's one of the trigger activated guns.
Right.
It's pretty nifty. Pretty hardcore.
Sound.
Not very delicate, though. Kind of hard to do the smaller pipe sort of soldering experiments with it. Also, one of the things you might want to look into is one of the desoldering pumps.
Yeah.
Those things are great. If you make a little bit of a mistake, or if you want to take a component off a board, you just keep the solder, you take the pump, you know, draw it back, it's a lot, much like a syringe.
Yeah.
And it just sucks the solder right off the board.
Does it really work?
It works pretty well, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. A lot better than those desoldering strips.
Yeah.
Where you put them on, you heat it up, and the solder sticks to the strip.
Yeah.
The vacuum action works a lot better.
Excellent. Let's see if we've got anything in the news today. Which internet connection shall I use? Mine or his? Anything caught your eye in the news?
Crossover Office 5 and Wine 0.9 were released. Yesterday, I think that was. Basically, Crossover Office uses compatibility with Microsoft Office programs and programs including like Photoshop and things along that line within Linux. Now, I mean, there's two ways of thinking about this whole thing. The first one is that this is great, and you can actually port your program. Well, it's not technically porting. It's more like emulating. Or simulating is actually a better term. Your Windows programs within Linux, allowing you to use the full capabilities of, say, Photoshop, programs like that, within Linux. The other way of looking at it is that it's silly to go ahead and try and make Windows programs work within Linux when you could just get a comparable program that does the same thing for Linux.
Yeah.
Like, you know, simulating Microsoft Word within a Linux platform
when you've already
is
got,
OpenOffice. It's just, you know, that's silly.
Yeah.
With Photoshop, if you're a very advanced Photoshop user, and you need to use the functions that are in it that you can't find in the GNU image manipulation program, then, I mean, that could actually be pretty useful.
Sure. And also maybe some of those really awkward, weird programs that only run on Windows and are only designed or built to run on Windows.
I think with those you're still going to have a proprietary problem.
Right.
But I think that within Crossover Office, it does allow you to bring the DLL file.
Right.
So if you actually have the program and things, then you can make it work. You may have some problems with like input-output interfaces as far as using like proprietary software for say like a Sony Discman or something, or a mini disc player rather, something along those lines. But if it is a just a software application, not some kind of program to bridge an input-output device, then that's a very, very real option.
Yeah.
Wine is now officially in its beta, which is pretty impressive, which means pretty soon they're going to be releasing a fully functional Wine.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, I'm yet to experience Wine in its fullest. I've used it on with Slack and stuff like that, and it's worked really well for that. But I want to play around with it on in Debian actually.
I don't know. I don't really have, you know, much use for it usually.
Yeah.
But you know, who knows? You never know when something's gonna pop up. So it's a good thing to have in the tool belt.
Very soon I will be purchasing a RFID reader that basically plugs in via USB to your standard standard XP. So with a little bit of tinkering in a few applications, you can read any USB, sorry, you can only read any RFID tag with this device. Now, it's pretty shit hot, it's very cool, it's very moddable, because all it is a printed circuit board with a few controllers on it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it looks really, really good.
I showed that to you, and that company provides some very cool stuff. Actually, they provide a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, I was looking at it. Yeah. Some of the projects on there were really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there was a Lego-built sonar imager.
Yeah.
That was really, really neat.
The company is called Phidgets. It's PHIDGETS.com if you want to go check them out.
Yeah, they're really neat.
They're a Canadian company, but there is a UK supplier for them. And that UK supplier is called active-robots.com. So go check them out, because they provide a lot of cool stuff for robotics and stuff like that, and PCB projects and all that kind of stuff. It's really kind of cool. It's shit hot.
Yeah, it reminded me of, like, very complicated Lego building blocks.
Yeah.
Like, they offer a full API for it.
Yeah.
So you can actually program in several languages for the controllers. It's like you can buy each little piece and put it together like you would a Lego toy,
yeah.
Except with a soldering iron and actually build things that do things.
Yeah, some of the projects there are really cool. There's like a robotic arm that comes in bits. And what you do is you build it, construct it, and then hook it up to your computer and control it. Some of the stuff is kind of expensive. It's pretty pricey. You're looking at about maybe the 200 mark.
That's in Canadian dollars, though.
No, this is for UK dollars. The robot, active robots.
UK dollars.
UK dollars. Sorry, UK.
I like that.
Yeah. But you're looking at a really creative toy there, and I would recommend anything like that for like a 6-year-old up to 14 to 15-year-olds. I mean, like, really, it will stretch your mind, and it'll get the kid thinking. I mean, something for like me, and I'm kind of aged, and this is like kid stuff. I really want this, man. I'm drooling over these kind of things.
This isn't exactly kid stuff. I mean, anything that offers full controllers with an API. The way that you can interconnect this with devices is just amazing.
I mean,
like, you name any device that is analog or digitally switched can now be controlled not only by a computer, but through a network interface.
That's right.
Be it a radio-controlled car, a toaster.
Yeah. Anything you name it.
Yeah. It reminds me of a project I did a couple years ago where I built a USB-controlled toaster.
Yeah.
And the whole thing had to be manually pushed down to get the toast in there. But you could actually, over the internet, trigger the heating elements to come on to make the toast.
Cool.
Which from anywhere in the world. And when it popped up, it sent you a little voice message that said, "You've got toast."
That's cool. Yeah, some of this stuff is really kind of cool, man. This is like, it's coming up to Christmas, and I'm thinking of presents to buy for myself. And I'm thinking, what would I most like? And I think I would have to buy this entire shop, because it's just amazing the kind of stuff they have to fuck around with.
Well, I mean, imagine being able to, like, hook your laser light device just as one thing hooked to this. So that anywhere in the world, you could SSH into your box and send an MP3 out over your light.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Imagine being able to, on a servo, control that camera that you have.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, from anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Just like you can see it from anywhere in the world.
Precisely, yeah.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. I came across a little something last night that I haven't actually tested out, but it looks really, really neat. It's called Warsaw. Warsow.
Right.
And can be found at warsaw.net. It's in Linux, a first-person shooter that uses the Quake 2 engine. But one of the neat things about it is rather than go for like a realistic, you know, action sort of thing,
yeah. They
went for more like a cartoon first-person shooter. So it's really neat. The graphics in it are really cool.
I'm going to check that out right now.
And one of the things that it allows you to do is it calls them tricks.
Yeah.
Well, there's like special jumps and things.
Yeah.
So you can actually jump off walls and do multiple jumps off of things to get to different places without actually having a floor to stand on.
Wow.
It was really neat. Yeah. It's still in a developmental phase.
What's it called?
Warsaw.
Warsow.
.net.
I'm going to download that right now onto my laptop.
Yeah, it's really cool. Not meshing terribly well with the graphics card
that
I have in my desktop, but that's ancient, so.
Oh man, I don't know if this will work on my laptop.
I don't know. I did try and build it from source, though.
Yeah.
You know, if I built it from source, it might work. I just downloaded the tarball and tried to run the script.
Yeah. Oh, it does actually have a Windows version of it as well.
Yeah, there is a Windows version as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm going to try out. But if you look at the screenshots, really neat.
Yeah, the screenshots are amazing.
You see what I mean by, like, cartoon-like, though?
Yeah. It almost looks better than, it does almost look better than Quake 2, as in for graphics-wise and realism.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot smoother than Quake 2. But it's based on the same engine.
Yeah. Well, I've got Quake 2 running on my laptop.
I just saw this on Flashdot. BitTorrent user guilty of piracy.
Oh my god. You're kidding
my
me.
God.
How can this be?
How could it happen? The movie Internet Piracy. The man was found guilty of copyright infringement for distributing 3 Hollywood blockbusters using BitTorrent. Who would do such a thing?
That's, I mean, you should bow your head in shame.
I know.
Yeah.
Taking a perfectly good protocol like BitTorrent, using it to share movies?
God.
Who'd ever heard of that? I want to see what they... let's see, his bail was $641.
Yeah.
So that's not a lot. He's in China, though.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get the death penalty.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Downloading BitTorrent.
They don't say what the penalty, if convicted, would be. Oh no, he was convicted. I guess he hasn't been sentenced yet.
Oh, okay.
What did he pirate? Daredevil.
Oh. Oh shit, man, anyway.
The maximum penalty is 4 years in jail.
Wow.
And a fine.
Wow.
Can you imagine? That's... wow. Holy.
Wow.
You know the online news site, The Onion?
Uh-huh.
Apparently the White House has put a cease and desist order on them. Yeah. Sounds odd. Let's see. Because we're reporting on the continuing war on Iraq and the CIA leak investigation.
Yeah.
The satirical newspaper The Onion has been targeted by the Bush administration. Be stopped. At the time of Mr. Gibson's office, which is days later, Harriet Blank was nominated. The Onion was amused. I'm surprised the president deems it wise to spend taxpayer money for his lawyer to write letters to The Onion. It is inconceivable that anyone would think that by using the seal, The Onion intends to convey sponsorship or approval by the post. Oh, what they did is they must have used the presidential seal on one of their reports or something. And now the White House is going after him for that. So they're going after them for violating the rules surrounding the use of government insignia, whether it's for humor or fraud. Don't we have a splash page that does that? Despite the seriousness of the Bush White House, more than one Bush staffer reads The Onion and enjoys it thoroughly, he said. We do have a sense of humor, believe it or not. Yeah. That's unbelievable.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, it is pretty scary.
So
about all I can. What's that?
So have you been up to anything interesting lately?
Oh, you know, more of the same usually. Just doing some more research on a couple of things. Maybe planning out my next project. Not sure exactly what direction it's going to take. I want to build something. I want to build something unique. Big. It's something that people would see and be like, wow.
Yeah.
Put it in, make a new toy. I'm not sure exactly what that will be. I can guarantee it's going to need me to buy new components because I'm starting to run out of things.
God, I'm really using this guy's network quite a lot here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing.
At least I don't have to overload mine.
Well, that's true. That's very true. Heck, you should get some more Wi-Fi cards.
Yeah? I think I might have like a little bridge.
Collaborative internet structure going.
Sure. I think I'm going to find a way to mount this onto my window. For good. Now that I've got a good connection.
Yeah, how what's his pipe like?
It's pretty cool. It's about 1.5 megs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not awful.
My one's 10.
Yeah. Rub it in.
And transfer speed is about 5 on the LAN.
Okay. That's not bad.
So I get about 60% signal with my booster.
Yeah.
And I get 0 without, so, you know.
Yeah, I think at home I get about between an 8 and 12% connection.
Right.
With my booster and none without.
Right.
Which is unfortunate, but at least it works. I'm no longer on the dial-up.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, really.
It really does help.
Yeah. So, going to be an interesting season here.
Yeah.
We have to apologize that Planet hasn't been with us. Apparently his plane got shot down over North Korea.
Yeah. He was trying to find some Vietnamese prostitutes.
Yeah. It's a shame. He got a little bit off course. The last we heard, he was dragging his prostitute through Siberia to try and get back to Britain. but hopefully he'll be back soon.
Yeah, hopefully he should be back quite soon. Hopefully his ear infection will get better.
Yeah, I hope so. That's really quite a shame with him. Feeling the loss. Has there been any word from Scobie?
No word from Scobie as yet, no.
Is he ever going to join us again?
Ooh, I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's unfortunate.
Hopefully he will be joining us sometime soon. I hope so as well. I don't know what he's up to.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
He's been kind of missing in action for quite a while.
You know, I hope he hasn't deserved from the project.
Yeah. And so I suppose there's no new news on the season 1 DVD.
No, not as... It's all down to Planet. As soon as you can get them out to be ready to be shipped.
Okay.
As soon as he starts burning them, then I'm going to start selling them, I guess.
Cool. Very cool. We should start working on some kind of way of going about that through the website as well.
That's right. I think we'll be... the simplest way would be for me to set up a eBay store.
Yeah.
And then basically have a listings hit, have a listings link to that.
We could do that.
Yeah.
Also maybe set up a link to it under the swag portion of the website
that's right.
Yet unused.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, any news about, well, any news from any of our new hosts, sorry, any of our new guests?
No, I wrote Gamma back.
Yeah.
In Italian this time.
Right.
Because I think that he was having trouble reading the one that I got him in English.
Uh-huh.
And he's got back to me yet, but I should hear from him soon.
Okay.
Iron Geek said that any time next week would be pretty good for him. And the search continues. I'm pretty sure that we could get quite a few U.S. hackers on here to be able to talk about their current projects and things like that.
What about,
I was hoping to have more of a global...
What about Iron Geek?
Next week.
Oh, right. Cool.
Early next week. I gotta get back in touch with him and ask him which day of the week would be good for him. He didn't indicate that the live show would be any kind of problem, so
okay.
I'm gonna work off the assumption that that'll be alright. And if it's not, we can record something. I'm trying to get in touch with the Canadian Freaking Group.
Uh-huh.
Like West Coast Freakers.
Yeah.
And see if maybe we can get them on.
Yeah, cool.
Show us a couple tricks or things like that.
Definitely.
And, yeah. Pretty much just putting the word out.
Hmm.
Putting the feelers out globally.
Fantastic.
Seeing who might be interested.
I mean, at the end of the week, I'll be getting paid. Which is nice.
Yeah,
and what will happen then is I will assess a budget to be able to see how much we can afford. To buy kind of stickers and stuff like that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think one of the things I'm going to start doing is maybe working on a couple of design proposals for the Hacker Voice Radio t-shirts.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple of different kinds of stickers and things. I don't know. You know?
Yeah, as well we're going to get a few designs out on paper to see how they look like and get a sticker done.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the man for all the design stuff.
Seems to be, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that.
Cool, that's good.
Gives me something to do. A worthwhile venture.
Exactly.
But, yeah. Everything's coming along pretty nicely. Our plans for world domination falling into place. Definitely.
feel so sorry for this guy. Actually, I don't.
No, you don't. Don't lie. No. Don't spit on my cupcake and tell me it's frosting.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
I wonder if we've got any interesting hits so far. So no one there wants to talk to us?
Oh, I don't know. Everybody seems to be a bit spooky.
Yeah.
Eating and whatnot. The place kind of cleared out.
Any hot girls there?
Yeah, mostly the people who work here.
Ah, right. Maybe we could get them on the show.
Just to have
a number.
Yeah, I did have a little bit of news. Something I grabbed off of InRev, actually. But there's a new company called Call Packet.
Uh-huh.
Their site is callpacket.com.
Right.
And up till the 31st of October, they're giving a free DID number, like a free phone number.
Right.
It's a West Coast number from the United States. They offer it in 5 or 6 different states. And 100 free minutes for outgoing calls.
Right.
Through their service. You don't need a credit card to sign up.
Right.
And the account will be there until you run out of your minutes, basically.
Oh, okay.
So I'm throwing it up as another inward dial, and I doubt that I'll be using it for outward dialing, because my standard voice over IP provider offers me better prices, and I don't really feel like giving them my credit card number. But yeah, that's a new thing that is pretty neat. Never a bad thing to have another phone number under your belt, which is pretty cool. I believe they use SIP termination, which means that they would be usable through the current software that I use for my soft phone, or what most people have for their voice over IP routers. I'm running out of ports on my Linksys, so I'm going to have to throw up my D-Link voice over IP router for another thing, but I seem to use the soft phone a lot more frequently than I do my hardware.
Okay.
Anyway, mostly for the portability of it. But it's pretty neat.
Sure. Excellent. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm pretty impressed with my rig at the moment.
Yeah, you're still in the... Still that. Just got my new toy.
Yeah, exactly.
Mode. I have to tell you, though, be careful of how often you use that.
Yeah, definitely.
And for how long.
Definitely.
You don't want to nuke your little boys and whatnot.
I mean, it's pretty... It's some high-speed stuff, you know, and...
Yeah, that's... Well, an inline amplifier,
yeah.
You know, with a high-gain antenna over 2.4 gigahertz is going to... I mean, you know, we already spoke about this, but microwave frequency.
It's not good.
Well, it's not bad, but it's not good. Especially over long term. You know, I had a friend who used to like to say that humanity is one of the largest experiments of our entire, you know, history.
Yeah.
Basically because of how much EMF passes through us at any given point in time.
Yeah.
You know, from our power lines, from our cell towers, from Wi-Fi, for just everything. It's our radio stations, satellite frequencies. And only time's going to tell, you know, how this really affects us.
For sure.
You know, any studies that have been done would have to have been short-term because this technology hasn't been around for long enough.
Yeah, I mean, you've definitely got to be sensible with this kind of stuff because no matter how directional the antenna is, there's going to be bounce, you know, the signal.
Yeah, there's going to reflect.
It's going to reflect the wall.
There's also probably going to be bleeding.
Yeah.
You know, of EMF out the back and things
exactly.
like that.
Yeah.
I really doubt that they lined the thing with lead or anything.
No, they didn't. It's just aluminium.
You know, it's just it's a directional antenna, so... Yeah, I don't recommend, like, wrapping yourself in tin foil. I think that's a bit extreme.
Yeah,
but
just keeping it away from you and not using it too long.
Being sensible about it, yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you to be central about who you pointed at, but you know, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. At the moment, it's pointed at the guy that has the AP. So you know,
yeah,
he's not having a good time.
And anyone that's in between you and him.
Precisely.
I wonder if there's a way to test... can you actually get into his router?
Yeah, I'm into his router, yeah.
If you can get into there, see if there's a field that'll tell you what the broadcast strength of it
is. All right, let me just see.
And if you can do that, and figure out the receive strength,
yeah. You
should be able to work out mathematically how far away he is after factoring in how many decibels gain your rig has.
Yeah. Let's see. No, it doesn't say anything about Wi-Fi strength.
Well, if you know what the brand is.
Yeah.
And what the model is, you should be able to look it up.
I really do, yeah, because it's displayed all over the screen.
Yeah, you should.
And in the SSID.
Oh, Lord.
That's how I knew the password to get in.
You should change that to Farnsworth.
What's that?
You should change his SSID to Farnsworth.
Why is that?
Yeah, Professor Farnsworth.
Don't know who that is.
That's the professor from Futurama.
Oh, right, yeah.
Fry's nephew.
Yeah.
Give it an overhaul.
I don't want to lose it, though. I want to keep it for a while, so I don't want the guy to know.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, you already, you know, left him a nice little note.
Oh, I did, yeah. I don't think he's going to realize what happened, that it was through the IP address. I mean, that it was went through the internal network.
Oh, yeah.
Because it could think that it was just some, like, leet hack software from the internet.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not to say I'm not a leet hack software.
I was stumbling around outside your house with my laptop, I noticed. You're going to create one paranoid boy there, man.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man.
What are the laws like in the UK about that?
Somebody went to prison.
Really?
Yeah.
For simple access? Or?
Yeah, using somebody else's Wi-Fi.
On an open point?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
I know.
Huh.
I hope nobody's listening.
I don't think you have to worry about that. Nobody's listening.
Okay.
Well then.
Yeah. So, anything more to talk about?
I'm just about finished.
I need to get
I think
some
we've
sleep.
Hit around an hour.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit tired. I need to get some sleep.
Well, I just finished off a 20-ounce of coffee, so... That and it's, you know, only 5:11.
Yeah. I'm, feeling the radiation right now.
Feeling the radiation is making you sleepy?
Yeah.
Alright, well, I think we should close it off then.
Cool, man. What do you suggest for closing music? Or should I just pick out something random?
Just pick something random.
Cool. And it's gonna be... maybe some trance, techno, or something like that.
Okay.
So, thank you for joining. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Good
Thanks
night.
For having me. Yeah, good night, people.
Right, see you soon tomorrow.
Yep, same bat time, same bat channel.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.